And now a story about the long arm of the law. It begins in 1994 during a schoolyard brawl in a Michigan suburb. Desmond Venn threw a single punch that put a classmate, Zahair Patah, into a coma. Venn, who was 17 at the time, pled guilty to assault and spent 2 months in a boot camp and figured that his punishment was complete. But last month, after 9 years in a coma, Patah died, and prosecutors are once again going after his assailant, this time charging Venn with involuntary manslaughter. Joining us now is George Washington University law professor Jonathan Turley. Professor Turley, Desmond Venn's lawyers argue that he's already paid his debt to society. They say he can't be charged twice with the crime. The prosecutors say he can. Who's right?
Well, on its face, they have a compelling argument. I mean, here's an individual who has already been punished for assault and many years later is charged with murder stemming from the same event. And we do have a constitutional provision that would seem to bar that, the Double Jeopardy Clause of the Fifth Amendment. But that clause is read a little bit differently by the Supreme Court than most citizens would read it. The Supreme Court has said that it only bars subsequent prosecutions or punishment if the two crimes are based on the same legal elements. So if you have a crime that is slightly different, like the difference between assault and manslaughter, most courts, and particularly the Supreme Court, has said that you can prosecute without violating the Double Jeopardy Clause. Now, this is still very much a work in progress. Courts struggle with this all the time. But this is the worst state for Mr. Venn to bring this up, because Michigan has what I would consider the most liberal interpretation of the Double Jeopardy Clause. That is, Michigan has allowed prosecutions in cases that are even more extreme than this one.
So there are precedents in Michigan in this regard.
Oh, yes. There was one case in Michigan where an individual robbed another individual and wounded the victim, but the victim survived, but the victim's heart was damaged. Years later, when the victim was playing basketball, he had a heart attack. And the coroner found that the heart attack was due in part to the injury he had received earlier. Michigan charged the original felon with felony murder. And the Michigan Supreme Court said you can do that. So this is a state that has a number of cases like that where they take the narrowest possible interpretation of double jeopardy as a bar.
There are strong emotional elements to this case also. The victim, Mr. Patah, laid in a coma. His family kept a daily vigil by his side. They're deeply religious, and they contend that he could hear and understand what was said there in the room. And I'm wondering if this factors into the case at all.
Well, I think it does in the sense that we've had a number of cases where prosecutors have had, for example, vehicular crimes where the victim lingers. And prosecutors feel this burden. On one hand, they want to deliver an element of justice to the parents who are grieving. And on the other hand, they don't want to jeopardize a more substantive case should the individual die. Part of the problem here is that the punishment was so minimal. Spending a short period of time in boot camp created this problem, because it was clear that if this individual did not come out of the coma, that is a rather laughable sentence or punishment for what the family is going through. And I think that's what pushed the prosecutors towards this.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.
Professor Turley is with the George Washington University School of Law.